Well, we have some of our travellers and campers back with us there this morning. So, a word. Pilgrim's Progress, well, he's still on hold there. We'll make some more progress with him, perhaps in September time. Anyway, just a little tale from yesterday. Well, Charlotte's chest of drawers there has been falling apart for a fair few years, in truth. So, time to get a new one. And time, therefore, to experience once again the delights of IKEA. And so we found ourselves there, found ourselves with the chest of drawers that we had identified as being the right shape, size, and everything else. So off we go, deep breath, and we begin to build. All the parts were there, that is good. So we're under there, or set with a fair wind. Well, not my most happy area of experience, I have to say, such things as this. Others far more gifted than I in this area. Well, there are instructions there, so indeed one is wise to follow them and do my best. Picture's not always so clear as I'd prefer them to be, but anyway, screwdrivers, hammers, bang, bang, bang. Thought I'd hit a hiccup. Screwing this thing in, nope, this is not looking right at all. So I try to unscrew the thing. Wouldn't unscrew. Sadness, sadness. But anyway, I looked more carefully at the picture and thought, no, I think it is right. I think it is right. So screwed it in. Finished product to draw. No, looks right. I think it looks right. Proof of the pudding, of course, always at the end when you've made the frame and there the drawers and the drawers fit in. That's always the big hold on till that moment. So anyway, drawers made, frame made. There, where it's meant to be, the big moment comes, there are the drawers. Bang. No, that did not look good at all. Bashing in at the top, wouldn't quite close, top drawer, bottom drawer, oh, big gap there at the bottom. Sadness again. They all look identical, the drawers, tried a different drawer, same result, thought, there we are. Caroline said, well, try them again. So tried them again. Ah, result, happiness. Drawers obviously just slightly different size there, snugly fitted at the top, gap at the bottom, vanished. Still opening, are they, this morning if we try them? Good, I think we're there. Home and dry. The instructions worked. And surprise of surprise to myself, as I don't really think I'm particularly the man you would want to erect any of your furniture there from IKEA or whatever else. I'd pick somebody else in truth. But anyway, nope. All those looking rather indistinct pictures there, I had just about correctly understood them. The finished product, the drawers fitting snugly. It worked. And dear friends, it will all work. The instructions in God's word, you will find they will work. You may at times wonder, is it working? Is this really working? You think, I don't know if I quite can see this here exactly. And I'm wondering, but, well, it says it in the book, so I'll keep on going in this way and trust that eventually this will come together. And though you may think, I don't know whether this really does fit here, no, perhaps we've just got something slightly wrong. Readjust. Ah, it does work. And it works so beautifully and perfectly. I won't overdo here my efforts with IKEA, but just to take this up a little higher, the illustration, leave that behind now, because we're here with God's word now. It will work. And your life, if you follow Christ and obey his word, you will find in the sight of God, all things will be working together for good. Believe it. Because sometimes you might think, I don't see this bit working here. This doesn't look very clear to me. I think there's been a wrong turning here. No. If that's with the instruction, carry on with it. Tighten that screw. No, that's the instruction. You're following it. Looks like it's there. Ah, it is there. Believe it. Sometimes the way is a little unclear. Sometimes the way seems a little perplexing. How is this going to work together? How is this going to fit? Trust and obey. Believe it. For the word is better than the world. Whatever the world is telling you and its instructions, and they differ quite significantly in the divergence, you know, the difference here is just getting bigger and bigger and wider and wider. And you'll hear plenty of advice out there. And believe you me, it's not good advice at all. Hold with what God says. And in the end, it'll work. It will fit. And you'll find it fits so well that it fits you, if you like, for glory. And Christ, well, he's going to come one day. That's all going to work so perfectly and well. And his design there, if you will, the glory of heaven, the plan that's set there in eternity, it's going to work. And for all his children, it's going to work beautifully well. Glory is to come where everything there, oh, more than fits perfectly, everything. And you will be there. Trust and obey. So just a little experience of mine there, which has so many experiences there, lend themselves to something of a spiritual teaching and application. Trust, believe God's word over and above. Believe God's word over and above. Whatever the world is giving you by way of instruction, the world is ignorant. Believe you me, the world is ignorant. I've been talking to some people just this last week there. People are quickly out of their depth when it comes to spiritual things. Quickly, not got much more to say. And you realise they're struggling along with an instruction book that is going to let them down. Indeed, already has. So hold to something much better, much firmer, much clearer. So may God bless you, and may he have his hand upon you through this summer, wherever you're going, wherever you've been, and that the Lord's grace may be very evident in your heart. Well, let's sing a hymn now, number 113. To God be the glory, 113.